Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this opportunity of worship. We pray that the leadership of Thy Spirit may be felt in our hearts and lives. And we also open our minds to Thee today, praying that whatever special message You might have for us, that You would give it in such a way that we might understand and we might respond. For we ask it in Jesus' name, amen.
I can already detect that you're ready to praise the Lord, so turn to hymn number 205. Hymn number 205, we're singing together all stanzas. We praise Thee, O God, for the Son of Thy love.
This morning to South Norfolk Baptist Church today. We thank you so much for being here. I wonder if we do have any visitors in our congregation, would they please raise their hand so our ushers can find you and give you a visitor's card, and we can welcome you to South Norfolk Baptist Church today. This is a good, great day. We've had a great day here in this church. Thank you so much, ushers. We would like to make reference to one general announcement to the Wayne Bristow Crusade, which is going on all this week. It'll begin at 7:30 each evening at the Indian River Stadium. And we invite each and every one of you who are listening to go and be a part of this great crusade in the greater Chesapeake area. The choirs will be meeting at 6:45 each evening if you'd like to go and sing in the choirs. The crusade choir will be a great choir, led by Brother Felix Snipes. And we're just looking forward to a great week as we suspend our evening services next Sunday evening to attend, and also this Wednesday evening. We pray that you would be with us in every effort that we have to reach people for Christ in this crusade. We feel we can do much in this next coming week to promote God's work all over Tidewater area, not just in the Chesapeake area, but all over this great land of ours. This is one way we can start, by being a part of it. So again, we welcome you. We thank you for being here. And we just want to praise God together. Thank you.
Always glad for summertime to get here. Not only for the weather, but because it usually brings Vivian home for at least a week or so. It's just good to see you. She's our emissary to Germany. Isn't it Germany? Germany, sharing Christ and through teaching and the other things that she does, and it's always good to see her home. I know there's going to be at least one smile in the congregation when Vivian's home. Look at her and join her as we just smile about Jesus. All because he's always blessing us, not just one at a time, but in abundant showers. There shall be showers of blessing for the child of God. Hymn number 264. We're standing now as we sing together.
Be seated, and I invite you to turn in the back of the hymnal to responsive reading number 2, Christian Fellowship, and join me in reading the scriptures together. Reading number 2, Christian Fellowship. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Be of the same mind, one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low state. Be not wise in your own conceits. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith.
If God so loved us, we ought also to love one another.
And may the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Shall we unite our hearts in a time and a season of prayer? Shall we pray together? Our Father, we thank Thee for every moment and opportunity of prayer, because we believe and know that God answers prayer. He has taught us in His Word that we should call upon Him while He is near. He has also instructed us that if two or three of us are gathered together, that He will be in the presence and in the midst. This morning we come, and today, with prayer in our hearts for the needs of each person who worships with us. So many, many today have burdens of mind, of soul, of heart, great heartache, perhaps great grief. We pray that Thou shalt minister to each individual. May there come the comfort that is needed, and the help and the hope that will bring again some joy. And we pray that Thou would send Thy blessings of mercy upon all today who are in the hospitals, are shut in at home, or in any way who suffer illness. May Thy healing be theirs. May even while we pray, someone feel the strength and the power of God's touch upon their lives in renewal. Now quicken us, we pray, that we might once again become more interested in the spiritual nature and aspect of our lives. So many times we neglect this which is so important that we forget that God has a place in our hearts. We ask today that there might come some new insight, some strength or revelation from the Word of God that might help us and bless us to sit in heavenly places with Him as we count the riches of His grace, which are so marvelous and always extended to those who will receive and even unto those who rebel. God loves even those that have sinned. May today some sinful individual discover the answer to his needs or her needs in coming and being reconciled to Jesus Christ. For it's in His name we ask it and pray. Amen.
Please be aware of what God is standing by waiting to do for you now. As we hear David say for us, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sakes." And with those glorious promises available for us, may we shout with David, "Savior, like a shepherd lead me, for we're much in need of Thy tender care." Hymn number 344. We're standing as we sing together and thus preparing for the offering.
Thank you.
Father, bless the tithes and offerings today to be given to the glory of thy kingdom and to the building of it throughout the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Forever. How can such grace?